Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf is Ksubayis Samach Beis. We are on the bottom of Samach Aleph Amid Beis. HaTalmidim Yoytzin LaTalmud V'chulu. In the Mishnah, we learn that a Talmud can travel to Yeshiva for a period of 30 days, even though it means leaving his wife behind for that amount of time. And this can be done even shaloi b'rishus, even if his wife is not too happy about it. Says the Gemara b'rishus kama, suppose she is okay with it. She's in full consent. How long can he be away for? Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? It's up to her. Kama de boy, as much as he wants, if she's okay with it. Urcha de milsa kama, but what's the proper, appropriate, recommended time period of absence? And Rashi says, top of the line, derech eretz shaliyisa alav chet afilu hu yachal levatoisa shetitan l'rishos. Suppose he could twist the arm. Okay, let me travel for longer. What is appropriate? What is within the realm of reasonability? In which case, it shouldn't be considered inappropriate and unfair. Says the Gemara, Amarav, chodesh kan v'chodesh bebayis. A month at the yeshiva and a month at home. You alternate a month back and forth. Where do we find this concept of alternating months? We find it in the time of David HaMelech. So there were shifts of Yidden that came to serve in the palace, and it was a month in the palace and a month back at home. Apparently, that's an acceptable period of time. Shenemar, l'chol dvar hamach lekois. So they had shifts, habo v'ayotzeis. One came, one left. They used to alternate and switch every month. Chodesh b'chodesh. L'chol chodshei hashana. So you see that that's an acceptable arrangement. Rabbi Yechon Amar, chodesh kan, u'shnayim b'beisai. 2 months at home, 1 month away, as we find in a different pasuk. Shenemar, where they went to gather wood for the Beis HaMikdash. So all the construction workers had this type of a system. Chodesh yub levonin. 1 month they would spend in Lebanon to chop the wood. Shnayim chodashim bebeisoy. 2 months at home. Apparently that's the appropriate arrangement. So you spend twice more time at home than you spend out of your home. V'rav nami my time aloy amar mahi. Why didn't Rav learn from the other arrangement? Rabbi Yechonon's arrangement. That he was only away a third of the time rather than 50% of the time. Sha'ani binyan beis hamikdash, building of the mikdash was different. The efshar al yidei acherim, because in accordance with how many workers they had, that's how they arranged the arrangement. Apparently, there was enough to go around to allow you to be home 2/3 of the time, but doesn't necessarily mean that you can't be away for longer. And therefore, Rav, in focusing on the other pasuk with the David HaMelech, we see that it's 50% of the time. Rabbi Yechonon, my time or lo amamahi. Why didn't Rabbi Yechonon look at the other pasuk? 50%. Shani hasam disle harvocha. When they would serve the king, they would have immense financial gain. They would get a good salary, and the family, the wife, would be perfectly okay with it. It was a good trade off. So sure, he had to be away for so long, but at the end of the day, she got from it. Rashi says she has mezoinos and tachshitim. So of course, she was okay and willing. But when it comes to learning, Rashi says that's his mitzvah, although she is certainly supportive and understands that it's her schus. But at the end of the day, tangibly, in this world where we're living, she isn't really enjoying the benefits, and therefore you have to be reasonable. Don't overdo it. Amar Rav. Here comes another discussion between Rav and Rav Yechonon. That's how it comes in here. Amar Rav Anocha, when one sighs, Sheveres Chatzi Guve Sheladim, it can, so to speak, break half a person's body. It can make him weak and ill. So sighing is not recommended. Shenemar Va'ata Ben Adam Hayanaich. Hey, Anach, this was a Nevuot Yecheskel regarding the the vision of the Churban, Ve'ata ben Adam he onach b'shivran masnaim b'meriros te onach le'inehem. So we see that being ne'anach, sighing, affects a person right in the middle, shivran masnaim, breaks him into two. V'rabbi Yechonon amar af kol gufa shel Adam, the entire body gets affected. Shenema v'hoya ki yemir lech al ma'ato ne'anach, they'll ask you, why are you sighing? V'amarta, you'll say, el shmua, look, the terrible news about the Churban, kibov and namas kolev. The entire, all the feelings, all the heart, the whole heart becomes melts away. Verofa kol yadayim, hands weaken because of kol ruach, and the spirit dissipates. V'chol berchayim, all knees telachno mayim, sort of liquefy into water. Basically, the whole body, sort of disintegrates. So we see that sighing has such a pronounced effect. Rabbi Yechonon nam yaksiv b'shiver masnaim. What does Rabbi Yechonon do with the other pasuk that indicates only a partial? Hanoch only has a partial effect on a person. Hahi, the pasuk there refers to one's thigh area, one's waist area. Dechi mischalo mimasnaim mischalo. It means to say that the effect of the anocha begins at that point in the body, at the midpoint, but of course then it spreads and affects everything. V'rav, what does Rav do with the other pasuk? Nami yoksiv, v'nameis kolei, v'rafik kol yadayim, v'kosu kol ruach. We see that anocha has a more profound effect on a person. Shani shmur de beis hamigdash. Oh, that was the terrible news about the churban beis hamigdash. That certainly has a pronounced effect on a person. The tekifa tuva, that's really a harsh piece of news, and has a stronger effect. Hahu Yisrael. It was a story of a Yid, Va'ivet Kechavim Enanan Yid, Da'avu Ka'az Liburcha Ve'hadi Adadi. They were traveling along the road with each other. La'imsi Oivet Kechavim, the guy did not have the ability, L'zguye, to catch up Ba'hadi Yisrael. He couldn't keep up with him. Ha'atkarei Churban Beis Hamikdash. He wanted to slow the Yisrael down. So he brings up the topic of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, knowing that that would have an effect on his energy flow and slow him down. Nogid. So in fact, he got weak, v'isnach, and he sort of slowed down. He fell slightly ill. So basically, he slowed him down. V'afilu hachi, even so, loy imtzi oivet kechavim l'skuyi ba'adei. The guy could not keep up with him, even after slowing him down. Amar lei, so he tells the Yid, I'm surprised. I thought it would have a slow down effect on you. Lav amrisu, don't you say that anocha is sheveres chatzi guve shalodem, a sigh has a profound effect on a person or weakens a person, so why didn't it slow you down? Amar lei, so the Yid responded, hani mili milso chadati. That's when it's fresh, tragic news. It shocks a person and slows him down. Avalha, but this piece of information about the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Shananba, which is something that we're accustomed to, it's old news, as terrible as it is, but after a while you get accustomed to it. Loi does not have the same effect on us. The Amri Inchi, as the popular saying goes, the Malfa Tichli, an Isha who's accustomed, Chas V'Shalom, to miscarry, to lose her children, Loi Bas no longer gets a surprise, so to speak, doesn't have the same effect on her when it happens again, because she's already, unfortunately, accustomed to tragedy. So likewise, in our case, sure, the Churban Beis Hamikdash is very profound and upsetting, but we already absorbed it. Okay, the Mishnah speaks about the Shir Oina, how often is a person meant to spend time physically with his wife, and it all depends on his ability, which generates his wife's expectations from him. HaTayalim B'chalyam, these fellows who are called Tayalim, it's a daily affair. Why? Who are these people? My Tayalim, Amarava B'nei Pirki. These are the Talmidei Chachamim, Rashi says, the Talmidim of the Rav, whose Rebbe is local, so they're here and they come home on a nightly basis, so they have a daily obligation with their wives. Amalei Abayi, Abayi responds, it's impossible. These fellows are totally immersed in learning. you can't require of them to spend that much time with their wives. They're preoccupied, they're weakened by the Torah. It can't be so. Ma'an dechsibhu, we're speaking about Talmid HaChamim, upon whom the Pasuk references as follows. Shav lochem ashkim meikum. It's not for you. It's a waste. The ones who wake up, you know, very early, machri sheve, stay out, late at night, oichle lechem atzavim, just to earn some parnasa, kain itain lidide shena. Likewise, Hashem provides for those who are willing to sacrifice of their sleep for learning Torah. Shenemar, shidide shena, v'amar bitzchok. Who's losing sleep over here? It's Torah-related deprivation. Elu nishar sein, shal tamid chachamim. We're speaking even about the wives of the tamid chachamim, shemenadu deshenim einei b'mazeh, who are willing to give up of their sleep in this world when they wait for their homes to come home, for their husbands to come home. So they wait up late, and bischus, them being there for their husbands, supporting them, providing for them, uboiz, they earn a great portion in Olam Haba. So apparently, their husbands, Talmid Chacham, are still hard at work in the Beis HaMedrash when bedtime arrives. V'at Amras Bnei Pirkei, and you're going to tell me that the Bnei Pirkei, the Talmid Chacham, are meant to go spend even more time than that with their wives. Rashi says, well, If b'sha'as sheina, they're still in the yeshiva, it's unfeasible that they would be required to go spend even more time and cut away from their nights even more for the oino obligation. So it's not really probable that we are requiring this of them. So what then does the Mishnah mean that tayolim need to have a daily interaction with their wives? Ela amar Abaye k'derav. Oh, it's referring to a fellow that Rav describes. The Amar Rav, keep going. For instance, Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, he was this famous educator, right? The one who established the yeshiva system. And he had a relatively calm life. The Achil Midide. He was self-sufficient. V'shasi Midide, he ate and drank his own, from his own. V'gani Betula, and he would sleep. Betula, in the shade, the apadne of his large mansion. He had a tranquil life. V'loi Chalif, Pristaka, the Malka, the Gabbai, the tax collector, the king's tax collector, would not pass by above in front of his gateway, meaning he wouldn't get visited by the IRS. They wouldn't think that he had anything to offer. Rashi says, the Ayin HaMelech was not Olav. The authorities did not have their eyes on him. She'ein Asher Beinayim, they didn't think he was anything near wealthy. He was just a plain school teacher, but the fact is he had plenty. Unreported income. And he had a tranquil life. He had what to eat, what to drink, he had a nice home, and was not harassed by the authorities. So a type of person like this should be providing for his wife on a daily basis. Kiosir Ravin. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said, oh, I'll tell you who the Mishnah is referring to. Those people who have the capacity to provide for their wives, and they have extra time, they're healthy, they're strong. Kigoyin mefanki de marava, the finicky, pampered people in Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says, they're unag b'machal b'mishta, they're pampered with food and drink, so they're healthy, bali koyach l'tashmish. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Avo, he was one of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and a Moira, but he exhibited great physical strength. Havakoi beibani. He was once in the bathhouse. Havu samchle. He was being supported by the Trei Avdi by his two servants. Ifchis, suddenly, ifchis beibani. Me to say, the bathhouse, suddenly, the floor collapsed from beneath him. He used to have the water pools beneath some planks, and the planks collapsed. Isramrele. Suddenly, he had access to an amuda, some type of pole, which he used for support. So he clunged, he clinged onto the pole, salik, and that helped him, get back up on his feet. Vaskinu, and not only that, he extracted his two slaves from the pit. So you see how strong he was. Rabbi Yechanan, who was also a Ben Eretz Yisrael, Havakas Salak, he was climbing up Bedarga, up the steps. Havusamchale Rav Amir Ravasi. So the Rav Amir Ravasi was supporting him. And suddenly, Ifchasa Darga, to say, one of these steps beneath him broke apart, collapsed. Salak, he managed to climb back up Vaskinu, and he actually helped Rav Amir Ravasi up with him. Amrli Rabban asked him, Mechim Achad Ochi, well, if you're so strong, Lama Lei Lamis Mechay, so why do they have to support you? You can carry them. Why are they carrying you? Amrli, he tells them, Mkain, because otherwise, Ma'aniach, what am I going to leave over? Lei Zikna, when I'm older, I want to conserve some energy for my old age. So in the meantime, I use your help. But Payal Mishtaim B'Shabbos. So we spoke about Tayolim. It's a daily affair with them. Interesting, Tosfos has a translation here. What's the point of Tayolim? Why we call them Tayolim? He says, because Darkam Betula Dapadnayu. They're sitting in the shade of their mansion. So Tayel and Tsail, right? Tsail and Tayel are both similar sounds. Tes and Tzal, they come from the same, it's the same expression, tongue expression. So the Lashon Tal in Aramaic, Tula is like shade, Tsail in Lashon Kodesh. So they have their shade all the time, they're calm, they're tranquil, they're relaxed. That's why we call them Tayelim. I believe there's another pshat, I think from Rashi, somewhere else in a different sechta. Tayolim, he says, is like you're being a tile. You're walking around. You're involved in recreation. That's more accurate. So you're involved in recreation, having good time. So that's why they're called Tayolim. Okay, so that's a daily thing. A payalim, right? The Mishnah spoke about the laborers, the workers, the Vapoyalim Shtaim B'Shabbos, but then it's twice a week. But Tanya of a Braisa, that it's only once a week. Vapoyalim Achas B'Shabbos, their Oina takes place only once a week. Omer Reza B'Chanina, it depends where they are stationed. Leikash, the answer is Kan Ba'isen Malacha B'Iran, if they're working local, and they return home on a nightly basis. So there, Chayiv twice a week. Kan Ba'isen Malacha B'Racheres, if they're working out of town, they come home once a week. So the Reina is once a week. Tanya Mihachi, same in the Braisa. Hapoyalim Shtaim B'Shabbos. A poyal is twice a week. But Medva Mamurim, when is that true? Ba'isim Malacha B'Iran, when they're working local. Aval Ba'isim Malacha B'Iracheres, but if they're working out of town, Achas B'Shabbos, it's only once a week. Hachamurim Achas B'Shabbos. Likewise, the donkey drivers who would deliver grain, they're traveling around, they're making their rounds, delivering, and they come back home once a week. Their Reina is once a week. Now, the end of the Mishnah spoke about a fellow who was Madaris Ishtar, right? He issued a neder, in which case he's compelled to keep away from her. What's the maximum allowed? So we spoke about Shitas Beishamai, you give it a two-week range, according to Beis Hillel, 1 week maximum. The question is like this. Who does this pertain to? Apparently, a fellow who's meant to provide more than once a week. Otherwise, he didn't really do much by abstaining for the week, which he would have abstained regardless, right? So the entire halacha, the whole bottom of the Mishnah, but the whole machlokes, is speaking about one or two cases, people who have a chiyuv of more than once a week. Amalei Rabba bar Rav Chanan Labaye. He has to shaylo like this. Ichbal Tana, the Tana burdened himself, troubled himself to go into a whole sugya, lashminon tayel upayel, to discuss only one or two cases, a tayel who has a daily obligation and a payel, if he's a local payel, right, so it's a twice a week obligation, that's when this halalacha pertains to, because everybody else is a week plus. So making the nether to keep away for a week, it doesn't really harm his wife. Amarle says, actually not aku. So Abai responds, no. This concept that a neder is problematic pertains to all situations. Asks the Gemara why. Let's take the captain. He's gone for 6 months. So what difference does it make if he keeps away from his wife for a week because of his neder? In any case, it's a 6-month deal. Oh, big difference. There's a profound emotional, psychological distinction between one case and the other. Here it's by choice. Here it's compelled. Here it's unexpected. You never know what might happen. Typically 6 months, but it could be less. But here, He's formalizing it. I can't be with you for a week. That's worse. Ein edami, you can't compare. This is by fasting. Ein edami mishi eshli pas basale. How could you compare a person who has bread in his basket, who has access to food? He doesn't plan on eating today, but it's here if he needs it. You can't compare to a person who doesn't have food in his basket. He's distraught. Likewise in this case. I make a nether, I'm away from you for a week. That's worse off than a captain who happens to circumstantially be away for 6 months. You never know, he might show up within a short time. It has a different effect on a person, and it's unacceptable. Omale Rabba Bar of Chanan Labai. Here comes another question. So a chamar, by him it's once a week. A gamel, camel driver, travels longer distances, it's once a month. Suppose he wants to do a career switch. Is that okay? To go from chamar v'nas a gamel and turn into a gamel. My, what is halacha there? Is he allowed to do that? Perhaps we'll have better income, but on the other hand, he's depriving his wife of what she has come to expect of him. Right? He's creating a bigger a gap between the experiences. Amar Lay is so my, what is that? Amar Lay, so he tells him, you can't switch without consent. Roitza Isha Bekaf, a woman is willing to accept a smaller measure of income, the tiflus, which is accompanied by spending time with her husband. Me'asara kavan, she prefers that over a huge income, 10 kav, a huge measure of income of sustenance or precious, and be compelled to minimize her interaction with her husband. That's more important for her, that has higher value, and therefore you can't just switch careers at the expense of your wife's emotional needs. Hasaponim, achas l'shisha chadoshim, Divrei Rabbi Elazar. So the Mishnah continues on. Amar Rav Bruna, Amar Rav, Halacha Ka Rabbi Elazar. We follow Rabbi Elazar's Shita. We go through the entire list, the way Rabbi Elazar presented it, each profession with his obligations. Amar Rav Ado Bar Ava. Amarav, zu divrei Rabbi Elazar. Now, this is referring specifically to the last, the halacha here, about the Talmidim. Talmidim can leave town, shalei b'rishus, right, for 30 days. So we give them a maximum of 30 days, that a Talmid can go to the yeshiva, even if his wife is not entirely, happy about that. That's his right to go learn for a prescribed reasonable amount of time, and then return home. Zu divrei Rabbi Elazar, who gives it a share of 30 days. Aval chachamim aimrim, chachamim hold ha-talmidim, yoitzim ha-talmud Torah, beiz v'gimel shonim, shalei b'rishus. A talmud has the ability to go learn for 2-3 years, shalei b'rishus. So although that's the halacha l'maisa, still says the Gemara, it's not recommended. One is meant to be sensitive to his wife's feelings, not disappear for so long. Amar Rava, samchu rabbonon, the talmidim in our generation, relied Adarav Adabar Ava on this halacha that you can leave town, but it cost them. It cost them severely. V'avdi uvda b'nafshay. So they did uvda, they actually carried it out. B'nafshayu, at the expense of their lives. Why? Let's go to Rashi, off to the left, about 3-4 lines up. Samchu Rabbana, Talmidim Shebedeirenu, our Talmidim, Samchu Advarav, V'yayitzin Shlebershus, V'avdi uvda kavasay, they follow this opinion, but it is to their detriment. B'nafshayu, says Rashi, v'hu b'olahem litol mehem nefoshes. Sh'nei anoshim ha'meisim, they get severely punished, they even die because of it. And the Gemara will bring several stories. Kiha, says the Gemara, such as the following story, the Rav Ruchumi. Rav Ruchumi have a shchiach kamei de Rava. He would spend time with Rava, his Rebbe, learning Torah. Where was this? B'mechoyza. This was Rav's town, so he used to spend time at the yeshiva, and Rav's yeshiva in Mechaz. Now he had a practice of coming, of returning back home, kol mali yoyma de kippuri, every Erev Yom Kippur. So once a year he came back home. Yoyma chad, one day, one year, it so happened that Mashchasei, he got very involved, Shmata, his learning, got him totally engrossed and involved. His wife was eagerly awaiting her husband's return. Masachya, Rashi says, Lashna Mitzapa, looking out for him. And she was saying to herself, Hashta Asi, he's certainly coming now. Hashta Asi, he's certainly coming now. Like Asa, but he didn't come back. He didn't come back. Cholosh Data, she felt terrible. Achis Dim Asa, a tear was dropped, Me'ena, from her eyes. And he was severely punished because of that. Haviyasa Be'igra, so it happens that her husband, Rabbi Ruchumi, was at that time sitting up on the upper floor, in the attic. Ifchis Igra Metuse, in the roof, collapsed beneath him, and he fell of a nachnafshe and he passed away. This was his einish for his not being careful enough with his wife's feelings. Says the Gemara, we have one more fellow that we haven't yet addressed. We spoke about the chamorim, the saponim, the poyalim, tayolim. Oina shel tamid chachamim emas. When is the Talmud Chacham meant to spend time with his wife? Amar vidam and Shmuel, Me'erev Shabbos, Da'erev Shabbos, it's a once a week obligation, and typically it takes place Friday night. Rashi says, Me'erev Shabbos, Shehu Leil Tanug, Ushvisa, Vanas Aguf, it's a time which is appropriate for this type of interaction. The Pasuk says, Asher Perya Yitem Yitay, first Perak and Tehillim, Asher Perya Yitem Yitay, he produces his pre, his offspring, in its right time. Amar Yudah Vitema Samser of Huna, Vitema Samser of Nachman. It's referring to this fellow who's Meshamesh, Zah Meshamesh Mitasoi, Me'erev Shabbos, Darav Shabbos, once a week, specifically on Erev Shabbos. Now, some Paiskim hold that it would seem from the Gemara, it isn't necessarily a Chiv of Shabbos per se, rather it's more the point of once a week, but that once a week Chiv is typically pegged to Shabbos, because as Rashi said, is the time which is suitable for this interaction. But certainly if a person misses that opportunity, he should be making it up throughout the week. In fact, the Mefarshim, the Sfarim, many bring the idea of the Zivuk of Shabbos, how it has extra Kedusha, and has a beneficial impact on a future child. If it's a opportunity for impregnating the woman. So there's a special chiddush and kedusha of a oina, of a zivuk, of Leil Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Yehuda Brei de Rav Chia. Yehuda was the son of Rav Chia. Chasnei was actually also the son-in-law of Rav Yanai. Havak Azal V'yaseh Be'rav. So he would spend time in the yeshiva a whole week long. V'chal Be'shimshi. And towards Friday night, Erev Shabbos, Hava Osi Lebesa, he would return home. V'chiyava Osi, when he would come back, Hava Kachazi, or Chazu, the observers would notice Kameh, that before Yehuda was an Amuda Denura, this beam of light, of fire, indicating his high stature, his high level of Kedusha, his high level of Torah, and this would sort of precede, in advance of his homecoming. He would come home and be mekayim his mitzvahs oina Friday night. Yom Achad, it so happens that one time, Meshchase Shmaita, he got engrossed in his learning, Kibun Deleichazi, Hosimana, so he failed to return home, and when his father-in-law did not see the Simon, which was generally there, this beam of fire, Amar Lahu, so he noticed that his son-in-law was not coming home. Amar Rav Yanai, so Rav Yanai, the father-in-law, so I guess it was the father-in-law who noticed the absence of the light. So he tells them, it's bad news. Kafu mitasai, overturn his bed, which is typically a simon of Avelus, because I'm guessing that he passed away. Shilmale, because if it were so that Yehuda, that my son-in-law Yehuda was kind, was still alive, he would have come home. There's no way he wouldn't have come home. Lo bite lo nasi, he would not have ignored his chiyuv oina. So apparently he's no longer with us. Too bad. The fact that he expressed himself in this manner, havai kishkoga sheyosim ilfnei hashalat, was like an inadvertent expression coming from the ruler It's a lashon of a word spoken by a tzaddik can have an effect. And because he spoke in this manner, that certainly he passed away, it had an effect and it actually happened. V'noch nafshei, and the fellow passed away. Hesanalo. Says the Gemara Rebbe, there was a story regarding Rebbe HaKadosh. He asked Lebre, he was marrying his son off, Bei Rabbi Chia, with a daughter in Rabbi Chia's home. Kimata lemichta ksuba. When it came to writing the ksuba, Noch nafsha de Ravisa, the Kala, the girl passed away. Amar Rebbe, so Rebbe said, something's amiss. Chas v'shalom, psula ikka, is there something inappropriate? Is there a reason why our families can't match up? Let's investigate. Yasiva, they sat down, v'ainu b'mishpachais, and they looked into the family background, and they turned up with the following formula. Rebbe asi mishefatya ben Avital. Rebbe's family hailed from Shefatya, the son of Avital, who was Shefatya was the son of David. Avital was David's wife. So he came from David HaMelech. But Rebbe Chia asi mishimi achi David. Rebbe Chia came from Shimi, the brother of David. And that was the psul Rashi explains, because a daughter coming from Shimi was not Hegenes, was not a proper match to a descendant of David HaMelech, who was a Ben Melech. Okay, so he went to give it another try with another family, who apparently had a matching lineage. Ozil, he won the Asik Lebre, matched up his son, Beit Rabbi Yisra and Zimra, with a daughter in Rabbi Yisra and Zimra's home. Paskele Tarti Sri Shinin. So they agreed, they made an arrangement that for the first 12 years of their marriage, he would go learn Torah. L'mezel b'bei Rav. Apparently it was accepted in some circles, some big Talmid HaHacham, went away for you marry, so you have your wife, you disappear for 12 years, you go to learn, and come back. Ben Yoyada says, why 12 years? It takes 6 years to learn the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, another 6 years to really go through it well. So that was the agreement. He's going to travel for 12 years. Initially, they figured so. Then, achlefua, they passed the kala kameh in front of the chasen, and he softened a bit. Amar lo, he says, I'll make it 6 years. I'll come back after 6 years. Achlefua kameh, they passed it before him again. Amar lo, he tells him, you know what? I'm changing my mind. Ichnis, let me first, marry her. Apparently, the 12 years was before marriage. Right? They're going to make like a shidduch. He's going to disappear for 12 years, go learn, and get married afterwards. Now he says, you know what? Let's marry first. V'adar Ezel, then I'll go learn Torah. So he was quite embarrassed, like he sort of succumbed, right? He felt bad about it. Hava kam michsef mavur. So he was embarrassed from his father because he felt bad that he gave up his Torah to marry. Amar Leis, his father says, nothing wrong. It's perfectly fine, perfectly natural, and perfectly acceptable. Bni, my son, not only is it acceptable, it's actually a good sign. Das koinach yeshbach. You have, somewhat of Hashem's, attitude, kaviyachal, so to speak, within you. You're perfectly in line with what Hashem did with Klal Yisrael. Hashem sort of married Klal Yisrael, right? So after Matan Torah, we were supposed to have like a full, Beis HaMikdash, right? To sort of complete our marriage with Hashem. But initially, it was meant to be, only after a while. Mikar Ksiv. Initially, it says, Tvi Emoy, when Hashem, you'll bring them into Eretz Yisrael, we say to Emoy, you'll implant them in Eretz Yisrael, and then make a Mikdash. So the original plan was like a long-term thing. What does it say later on? In Parshas Truma? Right away? V'asuli Mikdash. V'shachanti b'seicham. They'll make for me a Mikdash. I'll dwell within them right away. I'll marry them right away. So Hashem also had that sort of attitude. Initially, it was meant to be delayed, and then it was implemented earlier than later. Here as well, initially it was meant to be a delayed marriage, but now that you saw her, you drew closer to her, and it's perfectly fine. Ozel Yosef Tarti Sreishni. So he married and he went to learn for 12 years Bebe Rav and the yeshiva. Ada Asa. By the time he returned, Iakro Devisu. His wife became an akara. That's what happens when you marry and then your husband is absent for such a long time, the Isha becomes an akara, barren, unable to bear children. Amar Rebbe, so the Rebbe, you know, his father said, Hey Chanei Aved, what should we do now? Negarsh, divorce her? That's unfair. Yemru, well, they'll say, Ania Zu, this poor lady, Lushav Shimra, she was awaiting for nothing, for naught, awaiting his return for 12 full years, and now you're going to, it's not fair. What's the other option? Ninsav Itasachriti. Okay, marry another woman as well, together with her. That's not either fair. Yemru, they'll say, Zu Ishte, this is his real wife, Zu Nasa, this is just a Zaina. Not nice. The only option is, Boy Allah, Allah Rachmi, he davened for her, V'itzias, and she recovered. Easy as that. Rabbi Hanani ben Chachinai, so what happened to him? Havakozlo be Rav. He was leaving home to the yeshiva, Bishili, this took place at the tail end, Hilulei, of the wedding celebrations, the Shavar Bracha celebrations, of his colleague, the Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So Rav Shimon ben Yochai had just married, was nearing the end of his Sheva Brachas, and his friend Rabbi Hanani was already leaving town to the yeshiva. Amalei, so Rabbi Shimon tells him, wait, hold up, Akiv Li, wait for me at the Asi Badach, so I can come with you. Lo Yaakov Li, Rabbi Hanani refused to wait even for a short while. I gotta go, I gotta learn. He was Moisei Nefesh V'Torah. Azal, he went, Yosef Trei Sri Shnei, he spent 12 years with Bei Rav in the yeshiva, at the Asi. By the time he returned home, they rearranged the whole city. Ishtanu, there was a massive change in Shvili, the Masa, in the pathways and streets of the town. They rebuilt the city. But he didn't know how to get home. He was totally lost. So what did he do? Azal, he went to Yosef, he sat down Agudat Nara at the riverbank. Shama, suddenly, he overhears, Lahira Visa, that this girl there, Davukara, they were calling her, Bas Hachinai, Bas Hachinai. Somebody was calling out her, Dorav Hachinai, Dorav Hachinai, Mali Kultech, fill up your pail, Vitonez, come, let's go. Omar, oh. He says, okay, Shema Mino, it's clear. Hi, Revisa, this young girl, Didon, this is our girl, because he was Rabbi Hanani, Ben Hachinai, right? So they were calling her Bas Hachinai, apparently it's his daughter. Also Basra, so he followed her, figured, okay, she'll take me home. So he followed behind. Hava Yosivat Visu, his wife, then at home, was sitting, Kanala, she was sifting kimcha flour. Dalina. Suddenly she lifts her eyes. Chazise, she sees her long lost husband. Savi Liba. Rashi says, Ra'a Liba. Nidma Liba. Pisam, she says, Abala. It appeared to her, you know, heart, meaning suddenly she gets the perception of, oh wow, this is my husband. And it was a sudden shock. Parach Rucha, her spirit suddenly left her. Perhaps she even died. Amal Afanav. So Rabbi Hanani tells Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ani Azu, this poor woman, she was Maisa Nefesh, my Torah. She ran the home, raised the kids without me, so I can learn Torah. Zeh Schara, this is her fitting reward. Hashem, please, have her recover. Bo Rachmi Allah, he davened for her. V'chaya, she recovered, just like that. If it's Tchias Amesim, it's pretty profound. You know, the I think the Arachaim in Chumash, he says, he looks throughout Shas. You know how many times the Tanoim and Amiroim or Machayim Esim? You have it all over the place. And we don't make a big deal of it. And then when we find, you know, in Tanakh, Yo Anovi, Elisha, Machayim Esim, it's like such a big deal. And in the Gemara, it's almost like an everyday occurrence. So the Mefarshim say, Maral writes about it, it's a profound concept. They say like this, that before Torah Shebaal Peh was a big deal, but after Torah Shebaal Peh was given over to the Talmidei Chachamim, who became so absorbed with Torah, infatuated with Torah, the Torah was internalized within them, they were given the keys to do miracles. Even Tchiyas HaMeisim was not a big deal, because they were empowered by the Koyach HaTorah latent within them. The Torah is Machayim Esim. Okay, so she's back on her feet. Everything's good. Rabbi Chama Rabisa, so he was Ozel, he went Yosef Tereis Reishni Beis Medrasha. So he spent 12 years in the Beis Medrash. Ki Asa, when he returned, Amar, he figured like this. I'm going to learn a lesson from the other story. Loi Aved, I'm not going to do the same. Could the Aved Ben Chachinai, like Ben Chachinai did, he shocked his wife and she died. Rather, I'll break it to them slowly. Ayel, he went inside. Yosef b'medrash. He went to the Beis HaMedrash, you know, in his hometown. Shalach b'Beisi, he sends a message to his wife. Asa Rabbi Isha Bri. Sorry. So he sent a message to his family, and suddenly he gets a guest, a visitor into the Beis HaMedrash. Asa Rabbi Isha Bri. So Rav Chama Bar Bisa's son of Aisha, who he didn't recognize his son, so Rav Aisha suddenly walks into the Beis HaMedrash. Yosef Kamei sits down in front of Rabbi Chama, who was his father. And his father did not recognize him. Hava Kamash Leishmaita. So Rav Aisha is suddenly peppering him with questions and learning. Chazal, so the father saw the Kamashad Deshmaita, that he's really good, he has it. He's sharp as can be. Chalash Daita, he felt very bad. You know why? Amar, he figured, had I stayed home and taken care of my son, Havali Zerakiyai, I would have had a child of this quality. I should have stayed home and tended to my kids. Olabesi. Okay, he left the Beis Medrash. He came home. Albre, so his son, Rav Aisha, whom he had met in the Beis Medrash, not knowing that he's his son, that son walks into the house. Kamkame. So the father of Chama gets up in front of him. Talmud Chacham, gotta get up for you. Who saw her? Because he was thinking, Lemish Ali Shmaitza Kabai, he's just trying to come to ask me something and learning. He perceived him as a stranger. Hamalei Dvisus, his wife tells him, it's your son. Mika Abba, is there a father? The Kaim Kami bro gets up for his son. What are you getting up for him? Oh, so now he realized it was his own son. He was so proud and ecstatic. Kori Alei Ram Bachama, Sir Rachama. Applied the following pasuk on this family. Hachuta Meshulash, the triple rope, Loi B'mehiri Yenotik, will not unravel too quickly. Who's the triple rope? Zerab Yishia, B'noish Rabbi Chama Rabbisa. You have Rabbi Yishia, the grandson, who is the son of Rabbi Chama, who is the son of Bisa. All three were Talmid Chachamim. And Tesis adds, based on the Gemara Baba Basra, they all saw each other. So it was one continuous transmission of Torah from grandfather to father to grandson, and all successful scholars. Okay, we're up to the story of Kalba Savo, which we'll leave Bezus Hashem for tomorrow. Let's recap today's daf briefly. We spoke about avoiding anocha, don't sigh, it's detrimental to your health. The chiyuv of oina is all dependent on ability, once a week, twice a week. The Talmud Chacham is Friday night. Although, strictly speaking, halachically speaking, a Talmud Chacham can leave town for many years, but not recommended. One is meant to keep an eye on his wife's emotional needs. We learned about the story of the fellow who was punished. The Talmud Chacham was punished because of overlooking this point. We had about the 12-year arrangement, and we ended with some stories of fathers returning home and the way they introduce themselves to their families after such long absence. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.